Welcome to Spirit and Truth. I'm Pastor Lawrence McKenzie. This is a live program, and we are ready to receive your call. We believe God for you and your family. We believe that God can set you free because He is a miracle-working God. Listen to me carefully. God wants you to be healed. God wants you to be delivered. You can reach us right here at WCNO 772-221-1100. Amen, amen. Welcome to the program right here on WCNO 89.9 FM, Lawrence McKenzie, and your company. Amen. We thank God for you, and we thank God for His Son, Jesus Christ. Well, this is the program, Yes, I'm Spirit and Truth. Amen. And listen, we are here. We are here. We are ready to hear from you what you want us to pray for. We are here to, amen, pray for you. We are here to hear from the Lord. And so again, welcome to the program. Amen. Welcome to the program. Listen, Spirit and Truth, I tell you, I was up early in the morning. Amen. As we do our private prayer at home and online with our church family. While we were on our way here, down here to the radio station, WCNO 89.9, FM, I tell you, I received a call, and that call was very, 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 very encouragement to know that God is still answering prayers. So we give God thanks and praise for that. Listen to me carefully. God is still working a miracle. God is still healing. God is still saving people. God is still doing what He said He will do. And so you can reach us, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. If I tell you, man, listen, this week was a trying week for me, but I made it through, amen. I made it through by the grace of God, not by myself, but by the grace of the living God. I tell you, every time you're pushing for the kingdom, every time you're doing work for the Lord, there will always be fight, but we have to just know that God is with us. And if God is for you, who can be against you? That's not my word. That is the word from the Holy Scripture, amen, from the heart of God, amen, through the Holy Spirit, amen, as He wrote, amen, and give it to mans of God, anointed mans of God. Well, again, we are here to pray for you. We are here to encourage you. We are here to lift you up, whether it's your family, whether it's your marriage, whether for health, whether for finance, whether whatever situation it may be, we are here, amen, to pray with you and encourage you. Listen, don't let no one tell you God doesn't hear the prayers of the righteous. Listen, we know that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, but we strive for perfection. Listen to me carefully. Whenever you pray to God with a sincere heart and you don't have no hidden agenda or motive behind it, amen, God, I believe, will honor, amen, our words as we pray to Him. God wants you to know today it's not over until He says it's over. And so there are sometime the enemy wants to discourage you, confuse you, and tell you all sorts of things that God is not listening. God is not concerned about your situation. Listen to me. That is a lie. That is a lie. Listen, for the Bible said the devil is the father of lies. I want to share with you on today, amen. I want to share with you on today that it's from the word, amen, the word of, let me say, the book of Psalms, amen, the book of Psalms. And we're going to share this with you today, amen, just before we go into prayer. And it comes from Psalms 4 and verse 1. Psalms, the book of Psalms 4 and verse 1. Answer me when I call. Oh my God, the psalmist given God instruction. He said, answer me when I call. Oh God of my righteousness, You have given me relief when I was in distress. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Somebody right now, amen, amen. Listen, I believe in my heart. I don't know what you're facing right now, but as we pray to the Lord, we believe that God will answer our prayer because He is a righteous God. As He answers our prayer, amen. I don't know what you may find yourself in today, distress, whatever, oppress, whatever the situation may be. You can reach us 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. I want to read again Psalms 5 and 3. It said, O Lord, in the morning You heard my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for You and watch. Somebody this morning, God is waiting on you. Yes, God is waiting on your prayer request. God is waiting to answer our prayer this morning or this afternoon. Let us pray. Eternal, everlasting Father, Lord, we give you thanks and praise because we know that you are a righteous God. And Father God, as we come before you, Lord, today, Father, we give you thanks, we give you praise, honor, and glory, God, for there is none like you. God, Father God, as we come, God, humbly before your throne today, oh God, Father, it's not our strength, God, but it's your strength, God, Father. You the one do the healing. You the one do delivering, God. You the one do all the things, God. And so, Father God, we humbly come before you, God. Oh, Lord, hear our prayer request, Father. And, Lord, as you answer our prayer request, Father, we wait patiently, God, for what you will do, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen or amen. Amen. Listen. Your future is brighter than yesterday. Get it said again? Your future is brighter than yesterday. Whatever you faced yesterday, amen, I want you to know today that your future is better than yesterday. Whatever you went through last month, amen, whether it was sickness, whether it was illness, amen, and last month, I come to tell you, your future is better in the month of September. Somebody ought to know under the sound of my voice, listen, September is a special month. I don't know, but I love September. I'm serious about that. I love the month of September. Somebody under the sound of my voice right now. Listen, I want you to know today, you've been going through some trials. You've been going through some stress. You've been going through some sickness. You've been going through some illness. And sometimes even in your own home, you're going through some circumstances. But I want to pray for you today. I don't know who for today. Somebody, you can reach me right now. 772-221-1100. You've been going through all sorts of things this week. I'm telling you, the enemy tried everything, but praise be to God. God alive you to live to see this day. Praise be to God. God alive you. Amen. To come out of that situation, but I come by to let you know, listen, whatever the enemy sent at you, God is able. God is able to turn it around. God is able to stop it. And so I don't want you to get discouraged. Don't be afraid. You can reach us right here, 772-221-1100. Pastor Lawrence McKenzie from the Word Church right there in Port St. Lucie. I want to stand with you today. I want to stand with you. I want you to know it's not over. It's not over. God is a sovereign God. God is in control of every situation, every circumstances. Nothing caught God off surprise. And I want you to know, listen to me. Whatever you've been facing, listen, this is your turnaround season. This is your turnaround season. Lord, I thank you. This is your turnaround moment. Somebody, if I were you right now, or to pick up the phone right now, say, Pastor Lawrence, this is my turnaround moment. I want you to pray for me. Listen, 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. Somebody, you listen to me right now, and you're sick. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, I pray right now, God, and Lord, I ask you, God, I pray for this lady, it is a lady right now, I pray for you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray for healing over your body right now, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. I decree and declare healing over your body right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Somebody ought to be shouting and giving God praise. You can reach us right here on the program, Spirit and Truth with Pastor Lawrence McKenzie, WCNO 89.9 FM here in Palm City. Somebody, listen to me carefully. Somebody, I don't know where you might be listening, but wherever you might be listening, amen, God is able to reach you. God is able to turn it around. God is able to change your situation. You can reach us right now, 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. Listen. You can't be texting now. Now, if you out of the city, amen, you can text. But if you're right here in the city, you can call. Amen. Somebody under the sound of my voice right now, listen to me. I don't care what the enemy say at you. Listen, God is able. Listen, God is able. Listen, the enemy will not have you. Amen. You are a child of the living God. The enemy will not have your marriage. Amen. Your marriage, decree and declare, amen, before God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and in the publicly. I come to tell somebody, the enemy cannot stop you because God gave you the vision, and if God gave you the vision, he has provision for the vision. Somebody under the sound of my voice right now, listen, I'm telling you, you can't do this thing by yourself. You need God. You need God to fight your battle. Somebody, you can reach us right now, 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. Pastor Lawrence McKenzie is on the air. In the book of Psalms, Psalms what? 17 and 6. It said this word. I call upon you. Now, hey. I call upon you. Not Lawrence McKenzie. Now, we call on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We call on God the Father, God the Son, and Holy Spirit. He said, I call upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Somebody under the sound of my voice. Don't ever be afraid to call upon God. Don't ever be afraid to call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't ever be afraid. He said, I call upon you, for you will answer my prayer. That's a guarantee. I don't know about you this morning, but I need somebody right now. Listen, your future is greater than yesterday. Listen to me carefully. I feel deep down in my spirit realm. There is a turnaround season. There is a turnaround moment in this month of September. It's a turnaround season for you. You can reach us right here, 772-221-1100. I don't care what the enemy tries. Listen, the enemy can't bind up nothing. God is in control. Can I say it again? The enemy cannot bind up nothing because God is in control. Listen, God knows all things. He knows just where you are. And the enemy telling you right now, don't call in, don't do this, don't that. Listen, I want to stand with you. We want to stand with you. We want to pray with you. We want to encourage you right here on the program, Spirit and Truth. I'm telling you, listen, I feel the power of the living God in this studio on today. I feel the Holy Spirit in this place under the Father in the name of Jesus. God, I give you thanks and praise right now. Father, I pray for a turnaround right now, God. Father, I pray, God, for a miracle right now, God. I pray, God, for a miracle right now in James. I hear the word James. I pray for a miracle right now in James' life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing that word, bringing his name to my spirit. Father, I thank you for James right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen, 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 and amen. Somebody, listen, I feel it down in my spirit. You have a foot problem, the right foot, amen. The right foot is the knee, amen, and even the ankle. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, I pray, God, for the left foot right now. Father, I pray for this young man right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray for his knee right now. I pray for healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for his ankle right now, God. Father, I pray for healing in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ. Father God, you said that you are the God that healed thee. Father, we take no credit, God. We give you all the credit, all the honor, and all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I see a young lady, even as I pray, I see a young lady, you about to go do surgery for open heart surgery. I want to pray for you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray right now, God, for this young lady, God, who about to do an open heart surgery. Father God, I pray, God, that you will direct the doctors, God. Father, I pray, God, that you will direct the hands, God. Father, I pray, God, I see the doctors, they praying even for you before they go do the surgery, that this will happen. Father, I thank you for them right now as they pray for this young lady, God. Father, I thank you, God. I pray for speedy recovery, Father, as she come out, God, of the surgery. Bless her in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. Somebody, if I were you, I'd have been giving God thanks and giving God praise. Amen. I see in the spirit realm. I see in the spirit realm. There's somebody, you listen to me right now, and you've been wrongly accused. Can I say it again? You have been wrongly accused. Amen. You have been wrongly accused. But I stop by to let you know, amen, that your accuser will come and apologize to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Somebody ought to have been giving God thanks and giving God praise. You can reach us right here, 772-221-1100. Pastor Lawrence McKenzie, 772-221-1100. I want to pray with you. I want to encourage you. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you may be facing, God is still in control. Can I get an amen up there? God is still in control. Amen. Lord, I thank you right now. I see there is a church right now. There's a church. And this church, oh my God, this ministry, you've been struggling. And it seems like you can't get your ministry off the ground. Well, I come by to let you know, amen, it is a spiritual warfare. Oh, I feel it right there. It is a spiritual warfare, amen. And this warfare taking place, listen, it's nothing to do with you, amen. It's nothing to do with you. It's this warfare to hold your ministry down because God giving you the vision and you has potential. But I see so much fight is going on. But I decree and declare, Father, in the name of Jesus, Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray, God, that you destroy and break up the plan, God, of the enemy right now from over this ministry right now, God, over this ministry. It is a ministry. It is a ministry right here. Oh, my God, right here in Palm City. It is a ministry right here in Palm City. Father, I decree and declare that every warlock, every algebra rejection spirit, every marine spirit, every spirit, God, Father, we ask you, God, to move it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Your billing shall come forward in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Somebody ought to have been shouting and giving God glory. Father, I thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There's someone watching me right now. You're on Facebook watching me. I hear the Lord say, get ready for your breakthrough. Your breakthrough is about to happen within 7 days. Your breakthrough will about to happen for you in 7 days. If I were you, I would give God thanks and give God praise. I hear the Lord say, your breakthrough will happen in 7 days. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Hello, caller, you're on the line.
Hello, I'd like to call because I'm feeling a bit under the weather, a bit sick. So I'd like to call for healing, please.
Amen, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray, God. And Lord, I ask you, Father, on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday, Father, I pray, God, I ask for healing over his body right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Be healed, thou, my brother. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Listen, you can reach us right now. 772-221-1100. You cannot wait till the last minute because we only have half an hour. You are listening to the program Spirit and Truth with Pastor Lawrence McKinsey from the Word Church right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Listen to me. Listen to me today. God love you so much. God love you so much. Because Pastor Lawrence, how could God love me so much and I'm going through so much? Let me share this with you today. Listen, because of the fall of man, yes, all of us go through. Listen, I don't care who you may be, pastors, bishop, apostle, amen, priests, all of us go through trials and situations. Listen to me. And I thank God from time to time we go through it so we can call upon God. Somebody right now, listen to me carefully. Somebody right now, you're under the sound of my voice and you're pondering, Pastor Lawrence, I need protection, Pastor Lawrence. I need to pray for protection, Pastor Lawrence. When I travel the streets to go to work, Pastor Lawrence. When I travel on the streets, Pastor Lawrence, so much dangerous driving, Pastor Lawrence. Pastor Lawrence, I need you to pray, Pastor Lawrence, right now for my children, Pastor Lawrence. Well, I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray for protection right now. Father, I pray, God, as they travel the streets, God, in their vehicle, God, as they travel the streets, Father, I pray, God, that you cover them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray for the children, God, as they go to school, God, as they be home or on the street, Father, I pray, God, for protection over them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Somebody under the sound of Lawrence McKinsey's voice right now, I want you to know right now, listen, God love you so much to see you in that condition. Listen, get up out of the ashes. Get up out your situation. I hear the Lord saying, get up out of that tightness. Get up out of that laziness and worship him and praise him. You can reach me right here, 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. Time go by quickly. Amen. Listen, time are moving quickly. Listen, what you want the Lord to do for you? That's the question today. What you want the Lord to do for you? Listen, I'm here to pray with you. I'm here to pray for you. I'm here, amen, to stand with you. What you want the Lord to do for you? Listen, listen, listen. The Bible said where there are two or three together in his name, that he is in the midst. I'm telling you, there are three of us in this place today. Amen. And if you want me to pray with you, I'm telling you, the Spirit of the Lord is in the studio, somebody under the sound of my voice right now. Listen, I want you to know God is still doing great things. God is still working miracles. God is still sitting on his throne. Listen to me carefully. I don't care what persecution may come your way. You still trust God. You still believe God. There's somebody listening to me right now. Amen. Right now on Facebook. I want to decree and declare over your life. Amen. Amen. Hello, caller. You're on the line.
Yes, Pastor, I pray for protection and victory over the powers of darkness.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray right now. I pray, God, for the Holy Spirit, Father, to cover, Lord, let us press and cover, God, this region in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I come against every darkness right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, let your light shine forth, God, in this region in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I decree and declare, God, in this region, God, that we will worship you, that we will serve you. Father, I pray for the churches to come together, God, for revival, God. Father, I decree and declare, Father, in this region, God, your light will shine. shine. Your light will shine. Your light will shine. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody right now, you can reach us right now. 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. I'm so glad I serve in the Lord. I'm so glad the Lord is with me. Listen, if I didn't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, I don't know what would happen to me today. If I didn't know him as Lord and Savior, I don't know. Listen, I accept Christ while I was working in the prison, a correctional officer. I accept Christ as Lord and Savior. I give my life to him. And from that day, from 1996, I never look back. I'm not perfect, but I never look back. God been good to me, and I know God been good to you. Somebody this morning, listen, if you don't know Christ the Lord and Savior, amen, I want to pray for salvation. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, somebody might be listening to me right now who don't know you as Lord and Savior. Father, I pray for salvation over their life right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. I want to read again Psalms 1, 8, and 6. Psalms 18 and 6. It said, in my distress, I caught up on the Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Somebody, listen, if I were you right now, I would have reached for that phone right now and dialed 772. 221-1100, the program I'm spreading through the Pastor Lawrence McKenzie right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. The psalmist said, in my distress, nobody else's distress, in your distress, in my distress, I call up on the Lord. Oh, my God. I call upon the Lord to my God. I cry for help from his temple. He heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears. Somebody this morning, listen to me carefully. Somebody this morning, listen, I'm here to help encourage you. I'm here to pray with you. And as we pray, amen, we call upon the Lord God Almighty. And we know as we call upon the Lord God Almighty, we know God will hear our prayer. Somebody this morning, you can reach us right here, 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. We're not praying for no money. No, we're praying because God put in our heart to pray for somebody. You can reach us 772-221-1100. Listen, we are not here trying to get no name or whatever the case may be. We are here because we're doing what God required of us to do. You can reach us 772-221-1100. We know that the Bible said that money answers all things. But listen, deep down in my heart, amen, I all about doing God's work. All about doing God's will. Somebody right now, 772-221-1100. We want to pray with you. We want to pray for you. Listen, I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as you go forth in this month, in the month of September, this will be the greatest month in your entire life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Somebody, as you go in this month of September, I decree and declare, amen, that the blessings of God will overflow you and overtake you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare, as you go forward in the month of September, that there are going to be changes take place in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare, as you go forward in the month of September, that God will show you the way to go in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare as you go in the month of September that God himself, amen, will visit you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare as you go forth in the month of September, there are going to be financial breakthrough for you and your ministry and your business and your family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare in the month of September in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, whatever you've been praying to God for, I believe that God will answer, amen, your prayer in the month of September. I decree and declare in the month of September that God will show up mighty in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Somebody right now, you ought to have been giving God thanks and giving God praise. I decree and declare as you go forward, even today, that there are going to be miraculous take place in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Listen. Call me right now. Amen, amen, amen. Hello, caller. You are on the line.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I need this, what the pastor's saying. In the name of Jesus, I'm claiming it. This is my month. I've been through some things last month, but God is turning it around. And I just thank you, Pastor, for what you're saying. So please pray for me. I need to know.
Father, in the name of Jesus. Shamataya, in the name of Jesus Christ. Shamataya, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I decree and declare right now, I decree, God, that this month, God, can be a supernatural month in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, whatever she's going through last night, Father, we come against it. Father, I speak, oh God, life. I speak, God, healing. I speak blessing, Father. Anoint her from the crown of her head to the source of her feet. Father, do a 360 turnaround. Shamatataya. Father, I decree and declare life. I decree and declare, God, that she will not go under, but she will come over in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I decree and declare that she has purpose to live. God, I decree and declare, move every witchcraft, every warlock in the name of Jesus. Father, God, set her free. Let her know, God, it's not over until you say it's over. Let her know, God, you'll never leave her nor forsake her. Shatataya. Lord, I thank you for it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Shamamatataya. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God. I hear the Lord say, get ready. I hear the Lord say, get ready. God said, this one can be your month. The Lord said, I must tell you that you're going to call and give a testimony. This is going to be your month. This is your season, Shamatataya. This is your season for your time rank. This is your season for a shift. This is your season to receive what God gave you. This is, I hear the Lord say, they've been holding you back a long time. They're trying to stop you for years because this is. This is your season, thus said the Lord. Get ready. There is a move of God coming in your way. Listen. There's a shift coming. There's a shift coming your way, thus said the Lord. And yet the God said, get ready. They're gonna be a new level. They're gonna be a new anointing. God said, get ready. The Lord said, they're gonna see and know that I am God. They're gonna see and know that I am the one who set you up. God said, get ready. He said, my hands is on your life. Not to curse you, my hands is on your life to bless you. My hand is on your life to take you to the next level. My hands is on your life. I hear the Lord say, get ready, woman of God. He said, get ready. He said, get ready. He said, the curse is over. The curse is over. The generation curse, shamatata. The generation curse is over, shatataya. The generation curse is over in the name of Jesus Christ. I feel the power of God. I better take it easy up here. I feel the anointing, shatatataya. God said, get ready. Get ready. Everything that's sent at you, God said, don't worry about it. He said, I stop it. God said, get ready. He said, I'm taking you now in a new territory. God said, get ready. Get ready. Get ready. There is a shift taking place in your life already. I hear the Lord say, praise him. I hear the Lord say, praise him. I feel the shift. The Lord said, praise him.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Healing is your portion. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
Thank you.
Even if you don't take no more call, I hear the Lord say, healing. Shabbatataya. It's your portion. The Lord said, you was waiting a long time for a breakthrough. He said, you was waiting a long time for a breakthrough. I hear the Lord say, you don't have to go here, there, and everywhere. You don't have to be begging no more. God said, I'm going to set you up to be a great woman of God. He said, you've been waiting a long time. You've been waiting. You've been crying and wondering, God, where are you, God? Where are you, God? Where are you in my situation? The Lord said, I hear your prayer a long time. Now is the time. Now is your time. Now is your time. Now is your time. Even if you get a more call, the Lord said, now this day is your day.
Yes, Lord.
Shamatataya. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it.
Hallelujah.
Receive it.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Receive it.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Listen to me carefully. Listen. God is great. Amen. Listen. If only one call, we still give God glory. No call, we still give God glory. I'm saying to you, listen. My voice might sound different, but that's okay. Amen. I'm from the islands, yeah. But God is bringing his people together for a purpose. Now, if you get ready now to come off the airwave, I want to encourage you. Listen to Visit a Church Tomorrow. Ask the Lord to give you a church and go and attend that church if you don't have no church home. If you have a church home, please, if you worship on a Sunday, go and worship to the house of God tomorrow. Amen. Amen. If you don't have the church to go to worship, you can visit us 10120 South Federal Highway, Port St. Lucie. We're right there, amen, in the hotel, amen, amen, in the hotel down there, 10120 South Federal Highway. Or you can call me 662-655-9327, 662-655-9327, Pastor Lawrence McKenzie. I want to thank, amen, my producer today, amen, get ready to go, amen. I want to wish my wife, amen, happy 36th anniversary. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for listening to us today. If you want to contact me, you can contact me at 662-655-9327, The Word Church. We are located 10120 South Flagler Highway, Port St. Lucie. Well, until we meet again, I'm Pastor Lawrence McKenzie. God bless you. Have a blessed day.
Testimonies feed my faith. I love to hear about miracles. Do you too? Well, you can listen to my show. I'm Rhett Palmer. It's a new day every day at 7 a.m., 3 p.m., and 3 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 on your FM dial.